And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 735 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. This is Ask Roz and Mocha, where we go through the comments on Instagram at Kiss925 and find out what it is you want to know from us. And as we always do, head to the phones for our first question. This one coming from Monica. Hello, Monica. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What is your question?
Did Maury ever sell his Taylor Swift bucket?
So Maury went to the Taylor Swift, it was the movie, right?
That's right. Uh-huh.
And they had a commemorative Taylor Swift popcorn bucket and a drink container. And Maury had one, but it was unused, right? So it was unsoiled with popcorn oils and fingers and everything else. And Maury brought it home with him. And Matthew, his husband, was like, what the hell? And Maury said, I'm going to make money off this selling it. And you put it on Facebook Marketplace, right, Maury?
That's the best place to sell anything.
And then you, originally it was private because you didn't want us to find out.
And somehow you did.
Find out everything.
Yeah, because the fans of the show are amazing. They snitch on you real quick.
And what were you selling it for?
$180.
Okay.
Now, was that just for the bucket or for the bucket and the cup?
That's a great question. A combo.
Okay. So the cup as well.
I bundled it.
Yes. All right. So $180 for the Taylor Swift movie bucket and cup. And you got how much for it?
Like so much interest.
Okay. Yeah, right.
But you didn't sell it though.
No, but somebody's interested in buying it for $80, which is a great deal. It's $100 off.
But it's not $100 off. It's only $80 if that's what they pay for it, because you can't set the price on it.
Well, I put it for $180.
You only have one.
Right. So they're saving $100.
Did somebody else sell a bucket for $60 somewhere else?
No, but other people are selling it for $15.
Okay, so you're overcharging by
a
$165.
Lot.
But I am letting you save $100 if you buy it through me.
But they're not. They're overpaying if they buy it through you.
Only if they see the other
one. The question is, did you ever sell the Taylor Swift movie bucket?
No,
you did not.
Did anybody even come and look at it? Because that's what I was wondering. If somebody was going to be like, meh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I need to see it. I need, like, I want to, like,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And then if they were like, deciding, nah, no, it's just not for me.
Did anyone ever say to you, hey, let me come check out the bucket?
No, but there's been so many people going, I'm interested, how about $80?
Right. And so why don't you say yes?
I did. Sold. And then they disappeared.
Right.
Oh, okay, they ghosted you. Damn.
I mean, the same people are ghosting me for my Polly Pockets that I'm selling.
So here's the problem, Moore, is that when you list something, how much did you list it at?
$180.
And if somebody calls you and says, will you take $80? And you say, yes, sure, I'm not buying from you.
Why?
Because if you're so willing to drop your price from $180 to $80 on the first request, I'm not doing business with you. You're a scammer.
No, I'm not selling it to you.
You absolutely in your heart know you are not charging what this thing is worth or any sort of fair price. So I don't think I'm going to get a fair deal from you regardless of what I offer you. If you list something for $180 and I call you and I say, will you take $80? And you immediately say yes. No, not doing business with you. That's damn, when son. I call you back and say, will you take $15?
And somebody put laughing emojis.
Yeah. Of course. Because you're a bean. Monica, there you go. He did not sell the Taylor Swift
movie
bucket.
I'll take 40.
All right, thank you.
All right, later. No surprise there. Deborah says here, how did Shem spend his first Sunday without the responsibility of being a choir director?
Oh,
has
that happened yet, Shem?
On the last... Oh, it hasn't happened yet.
No, I'm done at the end of the year.
End of the year.
Yeah. Are you already making plans to what you're going to do? Because it's not like you're no longer going to church.
No, I'm still very involved at church. I'm a board member at church. You know, I'm part of our leading our youth at church. So I'll be still very much involved. The really good thing is that on a Sunday morning, if I really don't feel like going, I can just not go. And there's no responsibility that I have on a weekly sort of
God
basis.
God will know. God will know.
For shame, Shem.
When is the last time you've just not gone to church?
This is before the pandemic for sure.
Yeah.
2016?
And that was just like a one-off?
It was just a one-off.
You're just tired.
Yeah, yeah. 2016.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Because if you listen to our last Ask Roz and Mocha, that's where Shem revealed that he's giving up the title of choir director.
Can I tell you, though, when I mentioned that, I got a DM from somebody. I have to go find it. But basically, they were tired of me talking about God on the show. and asked me to keep my religious beliefs to myself.
Oh, really?
So that was being too preachy?
You know what's funny, though, is I think that, and I'm a full-on atheist. Everybody knows that. But I think I bring up you're going to church more than you do.
I do.
I think most of the times Shem has wound up mentioning going to church, it's like, I will just bring it up, right? Like, I don't think that's you. Also, shut the hell up.
Is it because you see the Heavenly Father in me, Ron? Look at me.
Renata says here, how often do you floss? And what do you do with the food that gets stuck in the floss? Do you eat it or do you toss it?
Well, I don't know anyone that eats it.
I will admit right now, I do not floss as much as I should.
Okay, how much, what is the should?
Oh,
every day?
Like, I mean, you should every day. That's what my dentist says.
And
like,
so you say you don't floss as much as you should. So if the should is every day, what do you do?
Less than five in a year.
Okay, so you that's a no then.
Yeah, no, I don't floss.
Right.
No,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
I don't floss. Yeah. Like when I go to the dentist and like I apologize to the dental hygienist, Kirby. She's great and she knows that I don't floss, right? Because as soon as she gets a floss out and digs in between my teeth, like my gums start bleeding immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It's the worst. And I tell her, I'm like, Kirby, just so you know, like I don't, like it's not happening, right? No. She's like, no, I get it. Like, I could tell. I could see.
It's the way you phrased it, though. You say not as much as you should. Yeah. When it's something that you should do every day and you do it five times a year, your answer is no.
And two out of those five times are because Kirby does it for me. I went to the
dentist a couple of weeks ago, and because I'm with you, I don't floss either, right? Uh-huh. Catherine always, once a year, kind of like I'll just. Uh-huh. I went to the dentist, and she was like looking at the back of my molars. On the inside, right? And she's like, oh, you got some buildup. She's like, this is going to be a rough one. I'm going to have to go deep.
It's going to be a rough one.
It was a rough one. And when I was spitting, I was spitting out like flakes.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
Scraped off just buildup on the backsides of my teeth because I let my wisdom teeth grow in. Uh-huh. Like I never got my wisdom teeth taken out, right? Because my jaw was just big enough. I had room for them, right? But I can't brush back there with any brush. And if I go too far, I start gagging.
Yeah.
And I don't like that feeling, right?
You just need more practice.
I've been practicing since I was in high school and I still gag.
Still?
Yeah, still. But I can't get back there far enough. And as soon as I put it in and I go back, especially on the right side, if I stick it to the right side, I start gagging immediately,
you're
right?
Your mouth wider.
It's not even about that. I've tried everything, all the tricks. And then, so I've just decided, like, it's very difficult to even brush back there, let alone floss. Mm-hmm. And so she was telling me, she's like, this is going to be, like, this is a lot of work I got to do. And I was like, you just do what you got to do, girl. And I was spitting out flakes. I'm staying with you. As soon as she went in, all I could taste was blood.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, here we go. But they get it.
Yeah.
Maury, do you floss, Maury?
I only floss if I get something stuck in there.
Okay. And then do you eat it?
No, I put it in the toilet.
What if you pick something out of your teeth with your tongue?
Oh, then you eat it.
Do you spit it out or you swallow it?
No, I eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Shem, the guy with the white teeth.
Thank you.
I floss.
You do.
You do.
I floss. I really try to floss after any time I eat.
Yeah. Really?
For the most part. Yeah. Well, also because my teeth are pretty close together, especially in front. And so when something gets stuck, it's really annoying. So I get it out.
Matthew flossed twice a day.
Yeah.
That's crazy. When I came back from the dentist that day, she had opened up all these new holes in between all my teeth that had been closed up just with like plaque buildup and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was breathing, it was like I could feel air coming in from all sorts of different holes in my mouth.
But weird.
So Mocha and I sit in a studio, right? Like the studio that Mocha and I are in, we still have a piece of COVID glass between us, right? For various reasons, but we don't hate it. So it just stays. If you look, I don't know if you can come around to my side.
Yeah.
Okay. And look at the glass in front of us. All those spots happened the day after I got back from the dentist.
Oh my God. Yeah. Look at that.
Because I was talking and spit was coming out of all these different holes in my teeth and I couldn't control it. And I was lisping.
From this side, I can see this.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one. Yeah, that's when I yelled, let's see the news one day.
Dallas says here, French toast or pancakes?
Neither.
French toast.
Yeah, French toast.
French toast.
I'm a French toast guy.
Only if it's made with challah.
Okay, French toast, waffles, or pancakes?
French toast, I'm still picking.
Yeah?
Yep. Same.
What about waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
Waffles.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
Chicken and waffles. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't eat any of that stuff. That's not for me.
Katie says here, Do you have a food item guilty pleasure? For example, sometimes I will buy a vanilla cake with the sugary icing just because I'm craving it.
No. I don't look at food as sort of guilty pleasures at all, because I don't eat a lot of junk and I don't eat sweets, right?
Yeah.
So I know for a lot of people sweets are like a guilty pleasure, but I don't mess with
that's my guilty pleasure.
I don't
right
mess
there.
With candies or cakes or chocolates or
yeah.
or anything like that. For me, like a guilty pleasure that I will make, and in the summer I make them like three nights a week, are Korean short ribs.
The best.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing, right off the, like, just the bone. And sometimes I won't even have any fieksens, uh-huh. no sides.
Just
I'll just
plate.
Make just a plate
yeah, my guy.
Of those. And I'll just sit and watch a movie, uh-huh. right? I'll buy two packs. But no, I don't have a lot of guilty pleasures. You know what I did get a craving for a couple of weeks ago? And I never satiated it. Is that the word I'm looking for? Uh-huh. I never bought one. But you remember those McCain cakes?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so good. The so deep and good. Delicious.
The deep and delicious.
Yeah. Which flavor? Chocolate?
The chocolate. Yeah, 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 yeah. The chocolate. But I just, because I was trying to, in my head, remember what the feeling was in my mouth. Because that cake just feels so different in the mouth than any other cake does,
uh-huh.
right? And I was trying to remember. I'm like moving my tongue around and stuff like this in the store. And I'm like, I wonder if it's the same. Maybe I should get one. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to get
one. Oh, you didn't get it?
No, I didn't get it.
Oh, come on, man.
No.
All that buildup.
Dude. No,
you want to preserve his clean teeth. Damon Mori, guilty pleasure.
I literally was going to say that, but also my guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
There's a Jewish bakery that I drive by sometimes, and my guilty pleasure is their tub of tuna.
Tub? How big is the tub?
What?
Is the tub measured in pounds?
Or is it like a gallon?
It's a liter of
tuna?
Hold on.
Bro, that's, that's crazy.
I'm Googling a liter of tuna right now. I need to see this.
You know what shows up? The ocean. While Roz looks that up, Shem, what's your guilty pleasure?
Red velvet cake with cream cheese frosting for sure.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's
especially
my jam.
From Cheesecake Factory?
What?
Yeah.
Ooh,
forget
geez.
About it.
Wow. Yeah.
Roz,
yeah,
what are you finding?
Hold on here.
Are you saying, oh, wow, because of cheesecake? Or,
no.
Or, oh, wow, for the tub of tuna?
Okay, so a liter, just so if anybody's wondering, right,
uh-huh.
is like... The big bottle of water.
Well, yeah, we know what a liter is.
I know, but I'm just saying, imagine that. Like, I needed to look at a bottle, right?
Oh,
like, I needed
okay,
to look
yeah,
at a
yeah,
bottle
yeah.
and imagine that just full of tuna. That is a lot of tuna.
Yeah, that's
but it's not
much.
As tall. It's more fat.
Yeah.
Nah, but even still, man, that's an unhealthy amount of tuna.
Like, you're not supposed to eat that much tuna,
but I'll sit on
think.
The couch with a spoon.
And just go at it. Like, no bread, no chips, no nothing?
I just love their tuna. I'll just eat it with a spoon.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of tuna.
Is it
mayo? Like, do they...
There's mayo
is it
and, like,
mixed?
Bits of celery and, like, peppercorn.
Oh, my God. That's too much tuna.
Way too much.
That's like what you buy when you're the mom that has to do sandwiches for the bake sale,
uh-huh.
right? You go to the deli, you get a liter of tuna, and you make 40 sandwiches.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Are you the parent that says, you know what? For the soccer team this week, I'll take care of lunch.
Yes.
I'll make the sandwiches for
yeah.
lunch.
Also, you're a terrible parent if you're bringing kids running all day to the sandwiches.
Grace, hello. It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the podcast. Your name pops
Thank
up
you.
A lot, I see,
it
online.
Does.
And you've been on, have you been on the podcast before?
I have a few times, yeah.
Nice,
well,
nice,
welcome
nice.
Back. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for
being such a big supporter of the show and of the podcast. What is your question for the room?
Okay, so out of the five of you, if one of you ever needed money, who would you ask? And part two is which one from the team you would not lend money to.
Before we answer, you've obviously given this some thought, Grace. Who do you think? Like, what is your answer to this?
I would say I have two. So both you and Mocha. I was like, you and Roz, uh-huh. I would. So person who I would not lend money to is probably Mori.
Because you feel that you'd never get it back?
Because of all the stories I hear on the show and the way he spends his money. That probably wouldn't get it back.
I'll tell you, you know, that, and I, it's not even about the dollar figure, for me, is that I would 100% lend money to Mocha, right? Because I know that if Mocha ever came to me and said that he needed money, I wouldn't even ask what it was for. I would just give him money. Mm-hmm. But if Maury ever came to me and said that he needed to borrow money, the reason I wouldn't give Maury the money is because I don't trust what he wants the money for. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because then you're putting yourself in debt for nonsense. And you already have a lot of debt because of nonsense. But now you'd be indebted to me for nonsense. And I wouldn't want that.
But I would borrow money from you.
Yeah, we all know that. We know that, man.
And
yeah.
I would borrow money. No, I wouldn't borrow money from Oka.
Why?
You wouldn't?
No, because then I could... He would hold it over me forever. Roz, I feel like he would never bring it up.
No,
Mocha would make me feel horrible for borrowing money. Roz, like if it wasn't part of the show, like, and if I was just pulled him aside, like, you know, outside the bathroom or something, he was like, dude, can I borrow money?
Outside the bathroom, can I borrow money? Yeah,
there's no, Maury, I can tell you right now, okay, I will never be seen outside a bathroom with you handing me money. Like, you could need it for an operation, and I would not.
Yeah, the optics of it.
I would not. Maury, I will tell you this. Based on compassion and empathy alone, I think that if you actually did need money, Mocha's probably your safest person to go to.
Oh, I'd say Shem. Like, I've taken Shem's money before.
But have you given it back?
No, he bought me, like, a bagel.
No. But I mean, you know what we mean.
No, I've never borrowed money from any of you.
No, but I mean, between me and Mocha, I think you're going to get it from Mocha before you get it from me.
I disagree. Uh-uh. Mocha, first of all, Mocha won't answer my call.
No. But if you needed, like, if you had a real reason, like a solid reason where it was needed, I think Mocha is the kinder, more empathetic one of the two of us. And I think that Mocha would be more likely to give you the money than I would.
Okay, good to know.
I would, but like, I would put a payment plan in
place.
See,
this is where you lose.
Right? No.
Well, this is where you don't get the money then.
I put a payment plan in place. And if you don't hit me with that payment plan, like, on due date, I'm taking stuff from you. Like,
this is what I was talking about.
At your condo.
What would you put up for collateral, Maury? Like, let's say hypothetically, okay? Yeah. Let's give us a scenario where you would need to borrow X amount of dollars from one of us. Like, what would that amount be, do you think? Like,
let's just say I needed $500.
$500. Okay, cool.
Like, a round number.
Okay, $500. Mm-hmm. So what, after the payment plan is done, and if you don't come through on the payment plan, you got to put something up for collateral, right? So what are you willing to give Mocha of more value or equal, bare minimum equal value, but I would say more value, up as collateral? What do you have?
I would give him my cause doll.
No. I get to come to the condo and
you're turning down something
stuff
that's worth $2,000 right there.
But so why don't you
you're
sell
an idiot.
The,
but why aren't you selling?
No, I'm not selling. You said collateral.
If you desperately need money, why wouldn't you take that cause doll that's worth $2,000 instead of borrowing $500 from me and go and sell that for $2,000?
Because I don't want to. I like
it. But Maury, I don't think you understand how this works. If Mocha sets out a payment plan, right? And he's like, okay, $500, here's the payment plan, but what are you putting up for collateral? If you say I'm putting up the cause doll for collateral, if you miss payments, that doll is now Mocha's.
Right, but I assumed that I wouldn't miss payments in this situation.
You don't think you're going to miss a payment?
Bro. Oh, no, in reality, I'll miss all of them.
Okay, so...
Thank you, guess what?
Okay, so basically you just sold a $2,000 doll to Mocha for $500.
See, this is my problem.
Great deal, Mocha. Shrewd.
Thanks.
Shrewd. Need any more money?
Oh, that was amazing. Thanks, Grace. I'm sure you got the answer that you thought you were going to get.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Right,
hey, thanks, Grace. Hey, by the way, I just did some math at the beginning of that. That's why I was a little bit distracted.
That's okay.
With the Grace call. So when Maury goes and gets his tub of tuna, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Did you look up United Bakers?
No.
Tuna.
FYI, when Maury goes and gets a tub of tuna and sits on the couch and eats it with a fork, that tub of tuna is the equivalent of 8.5 cans of tuna.
Oh my God. That's too much tuna. That's way too much.
With the mayo?
Yeah. All the stuff?
Yes.
No, that's too much.
It's 8.5 cans of tuna.
No, that's too much. Good deal then.
Oh my God.
Melissa says here, and this is a great question, and I feel like you'd be the best person to answer, Roz.
Okay.
Melissa says here, best appetizers for the holidays.
Appetizers?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
See, I always love a nice charcuterie board or like pigs in a blanket, stuff like that.
Yeah, see, for okay,
pigs in a blanket's too filling, though. That ruins your dinner.
Oh, not me, man. It depends on, like,
are we talking like Christmas Day? Like, before, I'm not feeding anybody appetizers before a turkey dinner, right? Like, there's just, I never have before. But appetizers, like holiday appetizers mm-hmm. that make their way into my house. There's a Portuguese bakery up the street from us where we go in and get sausage rolls and samosas, I think.
Yeah.
And,
samosas are another good one.
And the sausage rolls are out of this friggin' world. They are there's the best sausage roll. I love sausage rolls. Uh-huh. Like, I love sausage rolls. But yes, okay, so for me, like over the holidays, I think I only do savory, so I can't comment on sweet as far as appetizers go. But I love sausage rolls. I'll always eat sausage rolls. I always find, and I've done this before, regardless of what I'm cooking, like I've had people over for a barbecue where we're doing steak and everything else in the summer. Mm-hmm. I've just thrown out a giant bowl of edamame. And even though it doesn't go with everything
else. In the shell.
Yeah. Even though it doesn't go with everything else, when you put a steaming, beautiful, salty bowl of edamame on a table,
it's the best. Yeah.
Everybody devours it. So that's another go-to that I always find is a real big crowd pleaser is edamame. But as far as appetizers go, I'm with you, Mocha. I like meat. Mm. I like little sausages. Same. I like good mustards.
Yeah.
I like good cheeses. Good bread. So good. I love all that stuff.
Donna puts out a plate of cut up cucumber with ranch dressing and then a piece of cheddar cheese on top of it. And those are really good.
That's like a 1982 mom.
Yeah, I mean. Right? Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chef?
Get the Miracle Whip.
I'm with you guys. Yeah, I meat, lots of meat. But also, it's the holidays, right? We're about to feast. Uh-huh. You don't need to fill people up with appetizers.
My dad's not doing turkey this year.
What's he doing?
He wants to, it's not
Why
my
are you
dad.
Whispering like he's yeah. here?
Donna wants to do an all-Italian Christmas.
Oh, that's great.
So there's no turkey. So we're going to do lasagna. Wink, Roz.
No.
We're going to do like tiramisu. We're going to do like ravioli, penne, like all kinds of pastas.
Now, is she making all of it or she's catering this?
Oh, and then No. She's making a few. I'm bringing a pizza kit, tiramisu, and the penne. She's doing lasagna.
A pizza kit?
Like where you go get the dough and then we'll make it there as like an activity.
Right.
And then my dad, I think, is doing a roast.
Wow. That's a lot of meat.
That is, yeah.
I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm all...
John can be sleeping by 2 p.m. That is a very heavy meal.
I'm not mad, though.
Those are all great, great dishes, right?
No, that's like when you go to a restaurant and they have a meatball as an appetizer.
Oh,
right? Well. You're like, I'm like, oh, my God.
Are you sure it's a meatball and not a rice bowl?
No, meatball.
Meatball. The restaurant that I love in Woodbridge I order from all the time, I always have to get their meatball appetizer. And it comes with four with sauce and cheese on top. Oh, my God. It's so good.
There used to be a restaurant in Toronto called The Nose. Do you remember this place?
Yeah, it was the logo or the front of the building was a big nose.
Yeah, it was a big giant nose hanging off the side of a building, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a meatball appetizer. And it was one meatball on one plate. And it was the size of a softball.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
And I ordered it as the app. And I'm like, it's a meatloaf.
Bro, there's a place.
Right?
Oh, man, I can't remember the name of it. But there's a place in Chicago.
Yeah.
That Italian restaurant that does the same thing. And they're famous for this meatball. Like you said, it's the size of like a baseball.
Yeah.
Almost like actually this place is almost like the size of like a bowling ball.
Yeah, it's crazy. I love meatballs though.
I know, so good.
I want them. Do you remember Il Fornello?
That was a first date spot back in the day, Il Fornello. Yeah, totally.
Oh, making me hungry.
I know.
So this is a good time to end the podcast because now I gotta go eat. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 735.
Just so you can get come here. Look at this meatball. Look at the size of this. And that's a full plate. That's a full size.
Oh my God! Yo, that's a meal! Holy! That's a lot of cheese.
Bro, that's a lot of cheese.
Oh, bro, I'm fast asleep.
Yeah.
I'm fast asleep same. After that. Like, you just order a main?
Could you just order two of those and that's your meal?
Yeah.
Probably.
You could. But the rest of the food there was so great.
A ton of great questions. Thank you very much. Keep an eye on our Instagram at Kiss925 because once a week we post a picture that reads, Ask Roz and Mocha. Please ask your questions there and we'll try our best to get around to answering as many as we can on a future episode. Thank you for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.